We finally reached America. It was at night, and the thousands of magic lights and these skyscrapers were a magic sight. My father and Jack came to take us to our new home on Park Place. Before I start telling you about our new life in America, I should tell you about other events or activities which I forgot to mention before. Preparations for Passover was an annual event full of activities. The house had to be thoroughly cleaned out of chametz. Everything that had anything to do with food had to be scoured and made fit for the use for Passover. The baking of matzah was an exciting event. Families used to get together and cooperate, helping each other. There was a family who had a spacious house with a large oven suitable for baking matzah. Each family was assigned a day whose matzahs were baked. One woman used to knead the dough and divided it into several portions among the girls, who used to roll them out into round matzahs. A younger boy had the job of pouring water into the vessel with the flour, as the woman was kneading it into dough and dividing it into portions among the girls, who used to roll them out into round matzahs. When I was small, it was my job to pour the water into the vessel while the woman was kneading the dough. As I grew older, I had the job of forming the little holes into each matzah with the aid of a spiked wheel and a roller. From this chore, I advanced to the next step up as I grew older, and that was to shovel the matzah into the oven and watch it until it was ready to be removed. When the project was done, the matzahs were packed into a crate and brought home. In later years, before we left, the young people of our town organized a library of Yiddish and Hebrew books. I made use of this library quite often. It was staffed by volunteers. They also organized a theater group with local talent. I remember the first play they put on was the theme of La Juive. Well, that is all that I can recall about my life in Europe. When we arrived in America, I was 17 years old. I hadn't seen my father since I was 5 or younger. I'm sorry I missed all these years not having had a close relationship with my father. I was painfully shy for many years. During those years, I had built up in my mind an ideal image of my father. When we finally met, it was rather disappointing. I guess I looked to him strange too. Neither of us was very demonstrative in our feelings, and I'm sure that he was very emotional inside, but we never did develop a close, warm relationship as I hoped we would. Lily, too, had the same feeling about him. I remember when a woman from our town came over to America some years after we came. She visited us. My father complained to her that my mother had her children and that he had his children. This described the relationship that existed. I really felt sorry about that. This woman's reply to him was that he had a cold nature, and that's why there was such a relationship. At one time, he mentioned my brother who died. He must have been very fond of him. His remark was something like, "There was one decent one, so God had to take him away."